Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 LPFM. And if you're having a hard time picking up the low power signal on your tuner, you can also find us streaming live at WRIR.org. My name is Elaine Summerfield. I'm a co-host of Inspire Indeed, along with Mark Hickman and Alan Hudson. And on this show, we are learning about community issues and the nonprofits and community leaders that are working to address them. We hope you'll learn how to connect with resources and be inspired to think about how you can make a difference with your deeds. Now, I think we all know what a challenge it can be to find good health care if you don't have insurance. Most people without insurance wind up not seeing a doctor at all and then end up with even more serious troubles and expensive emergency room bills to deal with. While policymakers are arguing about how to expand Medicaid to help some folks, or some other policymakers may be standing in the way of those efforts, thousands of people in Richmond are trying to find a way to get their high blood pressure medicine, get their knees looked at so they can go back to work, all kinds of other health care needs that can be really difficult to afford. Crossover Ministry has been serving Richmond for over 30 years and has grown to become the largest free clinic in Virginia. And though the healthcare landscape has changed dramatically over the past three decades, and we're facing even more dramatic changes in the upcoming months ahead, Crossover maintains their mission and stands by their cause to provide healthcare to people who would otherwise go without. Lynn Williams is the development manager at Crossover, and she is here to tell us about their services, how you can get involved, and also about some back-to-school clinics that they're hosting at the end of this week. Welcome, Lynn.
Hi, thanks. Thanks for having me, Elaine.
It's great to have you. So, Lynn, why don't we start by learning a little bit about the background of Crossover? Why did it get started these 30-plus years ago?
So, 30 years ago, there was a group of gentlemen, actually, it was a Bible study started from Needle's Eye Ministry, who felt the real need and a real calling to do something for folks that were less fortunate. And they saw a lot of poverty in Richmond. So they got together and formed a group and started what then was Crossover Ministry. It was based off of the parable of the Good Samaritan, of helping someone. And what they started was actually not a healthcare clinic. It was actually a lot of things. They were doing some food. They were doing clothing. They were doing a lot of things.
So, and different assistance programs for people that were maybe living in poverty and seeking some assistance.
Yes. And what they quickly found out was that healthcare was really the main need. I mean, if you aren't healthy, it is hard for you to keep a job. It is hard for you to keep your kids in school. You know, it really affects all parts of your life. And so quickly, Crossover Ministry became all about healthcare.
So it narrowed in on that focus of providing healthcare to those who would otherwise go without, coming out of a ministry of focus on looking at how to give back with faith as a motivator, it sounds like.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, faith really, it was really about showing, you know, that was what Jesus did. He was a healer and he helped folks no matter who they were. And that really was the base of Crossover, was really getting out there to help people no matter what their circumstances are.
And taking your beliefs and putting them into action.
Exactly.
Great. So why don't you tell us a little bit about now, as Crossover has continued to focus on providing healthcare, like what takes place at healthcare on any given day, at Crossover Ministry at any given day?
We, 30 years later, have now turned into the largest free clinic in Virginia. Last year we saw just over 7,000 individual patients. We have two clinic sites, one on Coordin Avenue in the Manchester part of town, and then one in the West End on Quiocasin, right across from Regency Mall. We provide all kinds of services, everything from primary care. We have a dental clinic. We have an eye program. We're really one of the only safety net providers that has an eye clinic. So we actually partner with several of the other safety net providers to bring their patients in and be seen at our clinics. We have an OB program. that we partner with VCU, and all of the women get their prenatal and their postnatal care at Crossover, and then the babies are born at VCU. We also have an HIV treatment program. We, again, are the only safety net provider that is providing HIV treatment. A lot of clinics provide the testing and the outreach, but Crossover is the only one. We have about 150 patients in that HIV treatment program.
So the treatment, the regular treatment, and access to the medications as well. Is
yes, exactly. Because we also run a full pharmacy. So we run a full pharmacy for both of our locations, plus most of the area free clinics.
Okay, so you said that the two sites are one on Southside and Cowarden, that's just across the bridge from downtown in Manchester, and the other one in the West End, close to Regency Mall. You know, when I think of the West End, I don't necessarily think of people in need. Can you talk a little bit about the patient population that comes through your doors?
Sure. We hear that a lot, actually. Why do you have a free clinic in the West End? But you would be surprised. That clinic actually is just as busy, if not busier, than the other clinic at this point. We pull people from all areas, but actually in that area, too, is very heavily an immigrant population. Lots of folks who are coming from war-torn countries that are seeking asylum. We get a lot of folks that are landing here in Richmond. And we have a lot of folks right in that area on the Quiaquasin Corridor and behind Regency Square that have settled there. We have documented folks from over 110 different countries.
110 different countries are coming to your clinic.
Right.
And so is that, sounds like from all over the world, like different languages that are being represented. And I'm sure that brings another layer of challenges when it comes to accessing services and providing quality care.
It absolutely does, because as you can imagine, you know, we have all these people from different countries. About 50% of our staff is a bilingual Spanish, so we have that covered. But we also see folks from all over, folks that are speaking. There's a large Arabic population now in the West End that are speaking Arabic. That is, you know, very unusual. You don't see a lot of folks that come in and say, I want to volunteer and help you with that. A large Portuguese population, a lot of different things, folks from Nepal, and these little tiny pockets with dialects that are completely different. So one thing we do, we always need folks to come in and help interpret. I mean, that's always a need. One thing that has been a huge help for us, Bon Secours has partnered with us to give us their language line, which is actually a telephone line that we can use for any language other than Spanish.
Because you feel, like as you mentioned, Crossover has Spanish pretty well covered with your bilingual staff, but when it comes to other languages, you do have that partnership with Bon Secours to bring in the experts through the phone line.
Right.
That must be helpful, too, because those are folks that have been trained in the medical language and can translate appropriately, as well as with some cultural competence.
Right. And that's exactly, because what we were seeing, and sometimes we still do, but children coming in with their parents and, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old, and they have gotten, and they can speak English, and so they're translating for the doctor, and you can imagine how awkward that would be to be in the room with your parents. So we're trying to get away
from
that.
Yeah, that's an unnecessary role reversal that doesn't need to take place when a child is just 8 years old.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM, also heard streaming at WRIR.org. And today we're speaking with Lynn Williams from Crossover Ministry, which is Virginia's largest free clinic right now, with a couple of sites in Richmond. Lynn, where can people go to get more information about Crossover and maybe learn how to become a patient and get involved?
So the best way to get the most information is to go to our website, which is crossoverministry.org. It's just all one word, crossoverministry.org, and that will give you all kinds of information. It gives you our operating hours. It gives you all of the paperwork that you need in order to become a patient. You can just print it out right there and fill it out before you come in. And it also, if you want to volunteer for Crossover, you can also do that right online.
Well, let's talk a little bit about volunteering, because you did mention that you can always use some assistance with interpreters with other languages for patients that are presenting with different language needs. But I understand you also rely heavily on volunteers to actually provide the services, like volunteer doctors and nurses and so on. Can you talk a little bit about how volunteers participate in the clinic?
Sure. We actually, about 60 to 65% of everything that we do is done by volunteers, which is what helps keep us viable financially, keeps our costs down. So when somebody says, well, I'm not medical, we use even more folks that are not medical to come in and volunteer. So we can always find a place for someone who wants to volunteer at Crossover. We do use lots of clinical volunteers, lots of nurses, physicians, and we use all kinds of folks. We also use a lot of specialists. So we have probably over 19 subspecialties that folks can see. We have an orthopedic surgeon. We have ENT, rheumatology. You know, all of those kind of things that when somebody comes in, they might not have a basic need. They might have that something above and beyond that we also have mm-hmm. a lot of that going on too.
So you rely on volunteers for that specialty care for, as you mentioned, things that may be out of the sore throat kind of a thing that you might be used to going to the doctor with. So how do volunteers find you?
I think a lot of it is really word of mouth at this point.
Yeah, I guess if you've been around for 30 years and you've built a reputation for being a place that welcomes volunteers, then people are talking about it amongst each other.
Right, and we have a large community within the faith community, too. So we also, one thing that we use volunteers for is our, we call them our neighborhood mission trips. And this is a lot, you know, in the summertime, a lot of people go overseas to do mission trips and work with the needy. We have our own mission trips right here in Richmond in your backyard. So what happens is a group will pull together a team, usually a doctor, nurses, usually translators, and then off front office staff, and they come in and will run the clinic on a Saturday.
So that expands your hours, too, when people are able to come in and get care.
Right. And that's exactly the point. You know, so many of the people we see are hardworking folks who have, you know, very long hours, and they cannot take off a day to go to the doctor, which is a whole nother
Right, because if you're getting hourly wages, you can't take that time away because then you're not getting paid.
Exactly.
But if you don't get to the doctor, then you're going to be sick some more, so you won't be able to work. It's
exactly.
A vicious cycle.
That's right. So we try really hard to have some evening hours for folks mm-hmm. and then the Saturday clinics that are run so that people can get in. And if you're a single parent and that you have to pay for, you know, childcare, besides taking the time off work, I mean, you know, so we try really hard to have those off hours as well so people can come in.
Yeah, I'm sure that's really helpful in helping people who don't have access to maybe transportation, need to rely on other people for rides and things like that. And speaking of transportation, both of your sites are on the bus line, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Good. Well, that must be helpful for a lot of people. So tell me a little bit about what we mentioned earlier. I mentioned at the top of the show, you have some special clinics that are coming up at the end of the week. What are those?
Right. We do. We have what we call our community immunity days. They're our back to school clinics. So on Friday the 15th, we have our back to school clinic at our Coorden Clinic, which is right on Coorden Avenue. And these clinics are open to anyone. We don't financially screen. They're open to anyone. For children under the age of 18 to have any immunizations that they need, school physicals, or any sports physicals as well. It is first come, first serve, but if you have either waited to get in and can't get an appointment for your kids, or you don't have health insurance and you want to come in, these are great opportunities to get your kids in for their physicals and in for all their shots.
Because, so that they can start school on time.
Right, exactly. And, you know, there are real things that if your kids don't have certain shots for kindergarten or sixth grade, they will not let them start school. And statistics prove that, you know, if they start on time, then they stay in school.
Right. Yeah. Once you start delaying and missing days of school, then it tends to be a slippery slope, unfortunately.
Right.
So if you're just joining us, we're speaking with Lynn Williams from Crossover Ministry. And remind us again what your website is, where people can get more information.
It's crossoverministry, all one word, .org, O-R-G.
Great. Thank you, Lynn. Now, could you share a little bit more? We were talking about how those clinics are provided. You mentioned there were the Saturday clinics where sometimes congregations put together like a local mission team. And this immunity clinic, is it volunteers that are helping with the back-to-school clinics?
It is. It is staff, but also volunteers, like we always do. Mm-hmm. Volunteers will be out there helping. We have a group of nurses who come in and do immunizations and the shots. There are also, besides immunizations, there are also eye screenings and dental screenings. Mm-hmm. Because of the length of the, you know, it's just one day, we don't do full dental care, but if kids are in need, they will make an appointment for them to come back.
Okay, so there's available follow-up care at Crossover if it's necessary.
Right. And so the one clinic is at Coordin on Friday, and then we also have a full day on Saturday at the Quioxin Clinic.
Oh, okay, great. So it's Friday and Saturday.
Right.
One at each location. Southside on Friday and then West End on Saturday.
Exactly.
Great. Well, I'm also curious to know about, you mentioned there's a partnership with VCU for the OB clinic, and you also partner with VCU in other ways, isn't that right?
We partner with VCU on a lot of different things. VCU is a huge resource for us because of all of the schools that they have. So we partner with the School of Nursing, we partner with the School of Medicine, the School of Dentistry, Social Work, and they provide students who are at the end of, you know, their track to come in and work with Crossover. And it's a great win-win because these students get real-life experience, and our patients are seeing we're seeing more patients. We have a fabulous program with the School of Pharmacy that we call our PharmD program, and we have PharmD students who come in on a weekly basis, and they focus on diabetic patients who are in real need of trying to control their blood sugar numbers and really work to get them to comply with their medications. Mm-hmm. And so they schedule hour-long appointments with our highest risk diabetic patients and go over nutrition and medicines and trying to get them on the right track. It's an amazing program.
Is it? And you're seeing success through that program?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about how, you know, sitting down for an hour with a PharmD student makes a difference.
Well, because we're seeing these patients come in and lower their blood sugars. So if you're newly diagnosed with any kind of disease, it can be very overwhelming.
Yeah, and especially something like diabetes when it impacts so many different aspects of your health.
Right. And you can imagine, think about how confusing and overwhelming that would be. What about if you didn't speak the language? Mm. Right? So you not only have all these things to deal with, but you're not quite understanding what they're telling you. And there are cultural differences in all of that, too. The way folks eat, just cultural, you know, things that happen that are different than what we do here and what you see. So in order for these PharmD students to be able to sit down for a full hour and take the time to say, you know, explain to me about your diet. Explain to me about the barriers that are keeping you from getting to where we need you to be, that they can actually sit down and then follow them. We do have a resident that every year we get a new resident that actually works with Crossover for a full year. And so they can provide that continuum of care.
So they can track the patients over time and really monitor whether or not their blood sugars are getting under control and their other indicators of good health are getting under control.
Exactly.
Yeah, I imagine that would be helpful because really, when you think about private practice as an insured paying patient, when do you ever have a chance to sit down with any kind of provider for an hour at a time? It's a challenge. I mean, healthcare costs are through the roof wherever you look. And so in order to get the care that you really need to stay healthy, it can be challenging for anybody.
Right. And this program is very innovative because not... Like you said, as a insured patient, when do you get to sit down with your pharmacist or your doctor to say, hey, you know, this is not making me feel good or this, you know, but here at Crossover, these people are working as a team. So the pharmacies, you know, PharmD students are working with the physicians. And the great part is they're also working with the dentists and the eye care professionals to say like, hey, I have this diabetic. They need their eyes checked. Mm-hmm. You know, because it is a full team approach instead of just, you know, when you or I go in, you see the doctor for 15 minutes,
right.
You know, and then you go somewhere else for your dental care and somewhere else for your eye care. The patients we see have the full team approach and it's, you know, the best care.
So it's very holistic and really looking at them as a whole person, not just the different parts of your body.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense. So looking ahead, you know, Affordable Care Act, Obamacare is coming. It's here, I should say. It is the law. And there are some changes that are taking place. Like some people are able to sign up on the health benefits exchange. Virginia has yet to expand Medicaid, but it seems the writing is on the wall and that it's going to happen. It seems. It's hard to say for sure when. But I'm sure that impacts Crossover because as a free clinic, you don't get payment. I mean, you take donations from patients, but you don't bill any insurance. You don't bill Medicaid. You don't have the ability to do that currently. So what would happen if suddenly half of your patients now have Medicaid?
Well, I think the biggest challenge for us right now is we thought by this point we would have an answer. We thought that there would be a clearer vision of what was coming. Because like you said, almost half of our patients, if they expand, if and when, hopefully, they expand, will become eligible for Medicaid. What Crossover is doing at this point is we've put together an amazing team of folks to really look into what will that mean for us and how will we go forth. One of the options for us is to bill Medicaid. We talked a little bit about our Christian background and we feel like in order for us to keep serving folks in the best way that we can, that would mean to continue to see them. And so many people are going to become eligible, but then where are they going to go? You know, are there going to be enough doctors out there to see all these folks? And if we just cut them loose, is that the best way to care for them? Or do we start to build Medicaid and keep seeing them? The other thing is that right now we see a lot of parents, but we don't see children because children are usually covered under FAMIS and we don't see anybody.
That's FAMIS is Virginia's Medicaid program for children, and the eligibility guidelines are less stringent for children. So there are many more children that can qualify even though their parents can't.
Right. And so we don't see anyone with any health care. So if we were to start billing Medicaid, we could start seeing whole families, which would make it a lot easier for,
make
you
it
know,
easier on the family,
exactly.
Definitely,
right.
To have the health care all under one roof. And also, I would think, present opportunities for education, like nutrition classes and things like that when you're serving the whole family at once.
Yes, yes. And that is a huge thing for us is prevention, you know, trying to not just treat, but trying to prevent some of these things. And, you know, one of the things we're looking at is really trying to catch it at a young age and teach these kids, you know, they show middle school age that they're ready for that. If I learn new habits, maybe that will carry through my life and break the cycle of, you know, whatever that chronic disease may be that runs in your family.
That runs in your family. And a lot of it is preventable, like you said.
Right.
Maybe you might be prone to diabetes or high blood pressure, but if you take good care of yourself and you have access to nutritious food and the education necessary to know how to and when to be active and adopt active lifestyle habits, then, yeah, you'll be better off in the long run. So,
right.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Lynn? We're already almost out of time. I know, it flies by. But before we cut this off, I just want to remind folks that I'm speaking with Lynn Williams of Crossover Ministry. And can you remind us again the clinics on Friday and Saturday and how people can find out information?
Sure. We do have community immunity clinics Friday at our Cowarden Clinic, which is in the Manchester part of town. And then Saturday is in the West End. And you can go to crossoverministry.org and find all the information.
Great. Thank you so much, Lynn. I really appreciate your time sharing information about Crossover Ministry and how people can volunteer with you or access healthcare through you, whatever the needs may be.
Well, thanks so much, Elaine.
Great. And I also want to say thanks to Carol Olson for engineering today's show, as well as keeping up the Inspire Indeed blog at inspireindeed.wordpress.com. My co-host, Alan Hudson, will be here next week to learn about tattoos and the healing arts with Amy Black. So that's sure to be a fascinating conversation. Be sure to tune in next Tuesday at noon. And if you're interested in learning more about WRIR and pitching in to keep this local voice on the air, we have a campaign going on at the Indiegogo site. We have the opportunity to build out a new studio so that we can feature more local voices, more local performers, more local musicians, and maybe one of them is you. So please check out that campaign by going to Indiegogo.com. That's Indiegogo.com. And you can do a quick search on WRIR. The campaign will pop up and you'll see we're about a quarter of the way through, but we really need your help to raise these funds over and above what it takes to keep the lights on and the transmitters transmitting. Now we could really use your assistance. So please check it out and pitch in. My name is Elaine Summerfield. You've been listening to Inspire Indeed. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you learned something new on the show and are inspired to think about how you're making a difference with your deeds.